This summer, it will cost more to mail a letter. The price of a first-class stamp will go up to 37 cents. The Postal Rate Commission approved the price hike today, the product of a settlement negotiated among the Postal Service, companies that send a lot of mail, and a postal rate consumer advocate. Some business mailers, however, will get discounts. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The Postal Service was in serious trouble before September 11th and the anthrax attacks, but that unexpected trouble led Postal Rate Commission Chair George Omos to suggest all sides negotiate.
The Postal Service had lost $1.3 billion in its last fiscal year, so we knew that they were hurting. Secondly, the volumes were down, and because of the 9/11 incident, the volumes went down even lower than they had been. And I just thought, well, you know, business as usual may not be apropos at this time.
The settlement gives the Postal Service the advantage of starting the rate hikes 3 months earlier than they otherwise would have. Businesses settled to avoid incorporating post-September costs. Plus, the deal was signed with the understanding that the next round of price changes won't happen until mid-2003. The American Postal Workers Union alone opposed the deal. Union President Bill Burris uses Postal Service figures to show discounts given to business mailers who pre-sort first-class mail are higher than what the Postal Service saves by outsourcing.
Nobody should subcontract or outsource work where they're paying a subsidy to have it done. So if they don't charge sufficient postage for the major mailers, then they're going to not receive sufficient revenues, and they're going to run even larger deficits in the future.
But companies that send a lot of pre-sorted first-class mail say they are saving the Postal Service money. Irving Warden of the American Bankers Association says banks, for example, are bearing the costs of updating address lists. That makes delivery more efficient.
First-class mail has costs for forwarding because first-class mail is forwarded. But we don't believe that we get full credit for the costs that are avoided because mail doesn't have to be forwarded because the automation mailers have better address lists.
One twist ignored in this rate settlement is the Postal Service's quality.
Hello, how can I help you?
At a downtown Washington, D.C. post office, Minnie Matthews is mailing two pairs of shoes back to the place she bought them. She says she wants the cheapest price. The clerk explains the options.
If you were to send it the cheapest way, that would be parcel post, average about 4 to 5 days, $5.33.
Okay.
Priority mail averages 2 to 3 days for $6.45.
Matthews chooses priority mail, deciding the promise of quicker delivery is worth it. But the Postal Rate Commission's acting consumer advocate, Shelley Dreyfus, says that promise may be empty. In a recent report, Dreyfus found that cheaper first-class mail is sometimes faster than priority, and all priority mail isn't delivered even in 5 days.
When the public believes, and truly does believe, that it's a 2 to 3 day service, they will allow only 3 days for something to get where it's going. And we learn oftentimes that it works a real hardship on people who did not have that item get there in 3 days. They can lose money. They can lose out in many ways.
No postal official is ready to say how the service intends to address the report's concerns. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.